You've read and heard, and will no doubt continue to read and hear, some very eminent people tell you what position your body should be in for riding, for this movement or for that. And a lot of this information is conflicting, and some of it, well, actually lots of it unfortunately, is downright incorrect. Although there are some fundamentals that are pretty much not negotiable, the big picture answer is for you to check it out for yourself. When you're in a deep sense of inner awareness, then you will get the biofeedback from your own body about what's right for your body on this horse in this moment. And the other thing that happens when you work on your riding position in a deep sense of inner awareness, your body just moves into the right position next time. And you're just able to notice that you're in the perfect position on that horse right now, because you've programmed this right position into your muscle memory. And that's exactly what you were doing in the last lesson and what you're going to continue to do in this one. Apart from the neutral pelvis position that we've already covered, there are a bunch of other parts of your body that can affect you and your horse being able to move to the best of your ability. And the most common of these is having your feet turned in so that you can grip with your knees. Having your knees on the saddle and then gripping with them seriously gets in the way of your horse being able to track through with their hind end. And I know, we just about all got taught to do that, but that doesn't make it right. Feel it for yourself. Sitting at the computer right now, you can drop into inner awareness, expand your attention down into the earth and out into all that is. And feel for yourself what happens when you turn your feet in and clamp your knees on your horse. You can almost feel yourself shutting your horse down, hey, even in the chair. Well, when you're riding your real horse, you will feel yourself shutting them down if you've got your feet turned forward and your knees gripping. Next time you're riding, feel how your horse can come through from behind when there's daylight between your knees and the saddle, when there's daylight that comes from your feet sitting naturally turned out a little. Oh dear, how many other old riding habits need changing to be the best rider that I can possibly be? And how many years is this going to take? And what do I pay attention to first? Well, lucky there's an easy answer with my no more struggle approach. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, after you've listened to this lesson or over time over the next few days, sit on your chair horse and check out the other parts of your body, looking for inappropriate tensions, blockages, stuck spots, and old position habits that are not so useful anymore. Looking for anything that wants changing for you to be riding together as one being with your horse. While you're doing that, let your attention wander over your body, noticing the most important thing that wants changing in order for you to reach your dream with your horse. When you've noticed something, don't try and change anything. Use your inner awareness and then anchoring into the earth and expanding out into all that is to just notice everything about that tension or stuck spot or habit. It's important not to try and change anything. Just notice everything about it with soft eyes and allow yourself to be guided by your inner awareness about any changes to make. And then take the time to enjoy this release of tension or the release of the blockage, or to enjoy how good this new position feels. And take the time to feel that enjoyment and really anchor it into every cell of your body. And then the next day, notice the next most important thing, because if you're like me and most of the people I've worked with, you won't remotely get this done in one day. I suspect that the journey to brilliant riding is a lifelong one of continuous improvement, so we had better be having some fun on the way. I am constantly having lightness of spirit and fun brought to my attention while I'm working with the horses, because I have a tendency to take myself way too seriously. It's the sense of fun and excitement that will unleash the power that some of you will be looking for your collected work. So we'd better be practicing that right now. And here's a big one. In that spirit of lightness, while you're noticing and working on clearing away anything else that's in the way of you riding with that circuit of powerful energy, from here on in, decide to notice That great psychological tool, decide to notice. Decide to notice every time you're straining to do something. Decide to notice every time you're straining to get your horse to do something. Decide to notice whenever you're worrying about your horse doing something. And then soften your eyes, listen or feel inside yourself. Then expand your awareness out into all that is again and deeper, and allow the answers to flow smoothly and easily in the moment. And enjoy it.